بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Alright, Sheikh, for today's episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs, we want to ask, is really committing sins the root of all the problems and the afflictions that we have in this world? And is it alright that, for example, a person's child got sick because of the sinning of his parents or her parents? First, let's talk about the first part of the question. Is sinning the main root and the source of most of the problems today's people have?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, generally it is true to say that our sins will have its negative impact on our lives. And not only our own lives, also if the sin has a social kind of aspect, it will have, of course, its social impact, negative impact on the other people as well. Generally, we could say that sometimes the hardships, the difficulties, the problems, diseases, challenges, hardships that we face in our life, it is due to the sins that we commit. Generally, yes. It is true.
Okay.
Because sometimes, for example, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test us, wants to examine us. He, for example, provided us with some opportunities, chances. But if we misuse or, let's say, abuse, we can say, those opportunities, for example, to do wrong things, to perform wrong things, wrong deeds, in that kind of making use of those opportunities, of course, it will deprive us from the rahmah of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will deprive us from the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is quite clear that, yes, it has its own impact on us. That's why we should always be mindful and careful about our sins, because it does not have only its impact on ourselves, rather on others as well.
That's all right. Okay. For sure, we can say that's right. Committing a sin has effects on spirituality too, Shaykh. I mean, as most of the Islamic teachings and Islamic teachers have said, it is like making dark spots on your white soul. And the sinnings and the effects of the sinning are not going to be evaporated or cleaned easily. Even when you die, they remain on your soul. So is it true that the committing of the sin of a person might have effects on the lives of other people, especially the close ones, like children, or not?
You know, in this world, in this universe, what we can say is this, that in the creation, we have some kind of rules which goes to the nature of this world. It means that this universe has some natural kind of rules or principles that will be, let's say, fulfilled naturally in this world. For example, in Farsi it is said, "Gandum as gandum beruyat." جوز جو.
از مكافات عمل غافل مشو. Yes.
Yeah, it means that's that right. You should be always mindful about what seed you plant, for example, in the ground and the land.
Mm-hmm.
Then whatever you plant it, you will grow. It will grow the same thing, you know?
Yes.
So that's why this is the nature. It means that if you do something wrong, if you perform some, for example, bad actions regarding the people or yourself, you must be, for sure, you must be waiting the result,
yes,
the consequences, yes, of that action. It will, okay, be responded.
Uh-huh.
That is why we cannot say that, okay, for example, I do not care, I do whatever I wish, and of course, I will not face the consequences of it. Of course not. For example, you know, the parents always love their children a lot.
Yes.
If you love your children a lot, be careful about your own deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will have its impact on you as well as your children. Because sometimes the children are like kind of means by which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test you.
Okay.
Wants to examine you. For example, when your child is sick, when, yes, he becomes or she becomes sick, you know, what is your situation? What is your, let's say, status? Of course, you will be a lot worried about it. You will not feel any kind of comfortability. You will lose lots of things mentally, mm-hmm, and physically. And that is why it will help you. It will help you to be more careful, to be more cautious, to care about yourself, to care about your children, to care about your, let's say, relatives.
Yes.
That's why in there are some natural kind of rules, or what we can say, laws in the nature, that no one can reject and deny them. One of them is this, that your deeds, your actions will have its consequences,
mm-hmm,
for you and for the others.
That's right.
Why you have to be careful. Okay. And you are free. You can control yourself. Mm-hmm. You can be mindful of yourself. If you love your children, then try to be good, mm-hmm, with yourself and with your children by, yes, not doing wrong things.
That's right.
Yes.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So some people might ask about the adala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. For example, is it all right that the child of someone be chastised or punished for the sinning of someone else?
No, of course, it would not be like that. But since, you know, sometimes, as I told you, the children are your children.
Mm-hmm.
They belong to you. When you are punished, when you are, let's say, what we can say, when you are, you see your the consequences of your deeds, it sometimes might have naturally a kind of influences on your children as well. But does it mean that your children necessarily will be punished, will find no way to rescue themselves, to save themselves from those things? No. Again, as you are free, as you have free will, your children also have free will.
That's right.
So that's why it is possible for both of you and your children,
mm-hmm,
to turn back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask, right, forgiveness, to be forgiven, to be actually forgiven by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
There is no kind of determinism here that we should, yes, say, yeah, the moment that you, for example, commit some sins, it will be absolutely a kind of punishment for your,
yes,
relatives. No, no.
Yes.
There's always, the door is always open, the door of forgiveness,
yes,
the door of asking,
okay,
forgiveness from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But sorry, Shaykh, we have so many examples, even in the Holy Quran, of some dynasties or the people in different worlds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say, chastised them with different afflictions because of sinning that they had, isn't it? For example, at the time of Moses or Prophet Lut or something like that. I mean, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly chastised them and punished them because of the sinning in this world. Is it true?
Yeah, we had in the previous nations and ummas, I mean the ummah of the previous prophets, we had such kind of chastisement that you mentioned. But it is said in our riwayat that the Holy Prophet ﷺ asked from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to continue that kind of chastisement or punishments for the last ummah and the last nation, which is the ummah of Islam. But if the question is that, of course, sometimes, for example, in a society, in a community, in a city, for example, a number of people are committing sins. If the other people do not care about them, do not help them to stop committing sins, then, of course, this will have its impact on those people as well, because we also have responsibility. We also have some duties regarding the people who are committing sins.
Okay.
That's why when you, for example, make a very small, for example, hole in your ship, mm-hmm. and that ship will sink, and then, of course, all the people who are in that ship will also sink.
Yes.
So this is our social life. Mm-hmm. We should not be always careless about the others, saying that, okay, it's my neighbor, mm-hmm. it's my people, they do those wrong things, it will not have its impact on me. No, it will absolutely have its own impact on you, on your children, on your family. So that's why we have Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar in Islam, enjoining good uh-huh. and forgiving evil. That is a social kind of duty of every Muslim. To That's be careful, right. mm-hmm. because if sins spread it all over your nation, your city, your country, then you will be also punishing by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of those sins that are spread it, and you were careless about them.
That's all right. So, as you said, there are also some lessons, or better to say, taking experiences in the chastisements and the afflictions that are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to some people in a society, and the concept of sinning and committing a sin can bring negative results to not only the people's life in terms of individuality, but also the social manners and the social matters. And as you said, it's going to darken the soul. It's going to darken the interaction between the people. And at last, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a goal of putting restrictions and bans of some sinnings, especially those sins that are very much related to, we can say, akhlaqi ones. I mean, they are between the people, between, for example, two opposite genders, or between the people. They are not, for example, something related to yourself. Although they are called sins too. But the sins that the people do and it does affect the other people around has really negative effects in our lives. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of sinning. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن آبائي علي وحسين وحسن.